Dr. Pensky dictating a state orthopedic exam on February 11 on a male named David Huebner, H-U-E-B-N-E-R. According to the records supplied, Mr. Huebner was seen at Rothman Orthopedics on 5-11-11 period. He was there for his 12-week post-operative visit for the lumbar spine, where there was significant improvement, period. His diagnoses were spondylosis at L4-5, treated with lateral interbody fusion at that level, period. X-rays were repeated. Period. He was encouraged to perform upright aerobic conditioning and walking with assistance if needed by Dr. K, K-A-Y-E. Period. He noted the claimant worked as a full-time accountant with extensive repetitive motion. Period. While he had a degenerative L4-5 spondylolisthesis, quote, it's certainly reasonable with a reasonably degree of medical probability that his nature of his work could have exacerbated his underlying condition and therefore could be reasonably causally related, period, end quote. Currently, the claimant denies any precipitating trauma to the onset of symptoms in his knees and spine, period. He also described he was working as a mechanic as opposed to in accounting, period. Physical exam, extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the right long finger PIP joint and the right greater than left small finger PIP joints, but there was no atrophy or effusion, period. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed longitudinal scars consistent with replacements, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 45 degrees, common right rotation 45 degrees and left to 40 degrees. Great flexion and bilateral side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees respectively. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgery. Period, he was able to actively flex to 80 degrees and extend to 20 degrees. Period, bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period, the rest of the extension is normal. Findings and conclusions, diagnoses are degenerative spondylolisthesis at L4-5. Number 2, status post interbody fusion at L4-5. Next section, pertinent findings. He has mildly decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine, but was neurologically intact. Period. In full range of motion of both knees, where there was scarring consistent with arthroplasty surgeries. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and did not require a cane or handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph, prognosis / functional status. His prognosis at this juncture is good. Period. He's had a very good result from his surgical intervention. Period. He is not regularly taking any prescription pain or anti-inflammatory medications. Period. He is unfortunately morbidly obese, which continues to generate excessive stress on the spine. Period. To err on the side of caution, he would be wise to limit heavy lifting on a frequent basis, as well as regular bending and turning at the waist. Period. End.